Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Tuesday, November 29th. What to expect from a rare and potentially dangerous storm moving across the U.S. today, and what to know about the world's largest active volcano now erupting. Also, the president is asking Congress to take action to stop a potential nationwide strike. Will they do it, and should they? Plus, what's happening on and off the field as the U.S. takes on Iran at the World Cup today? Why there's a war of words between Elon Musk and Apple? What's 2022's word of the year? And big and small ways to take part in Giving Tuesday. Those stories and more news coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, millions of Americans are preparing for what could be a dangerous storm outbreak across the South. The Storm Prediction Center issued a level 4 out of 5 risk for severe weather today, which is pretty rare for November. It's even more rare for forecasters to be so sure of the risk a day before the storm hits. That's only happened 7 times in the past 20 years. So the takeaway here is this could be a particularly harmful storm. It's expected to bring strong winds, flash flooding, and long-track tornadoes starting this afternoon and lasting through early tomorrow morning. The worst of it is on track to hit parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Mississippi. After today, the storms will move into the Tennessee Valley, but they are not expected to be quite as strong by tomorrow. Still, anyone in the path of these storms is being asked to prepare for the worst, to be no more than 5 minutes away from a sturdy tornado shelter, and have a few ways to be alerted if a warning is issued in your area. For the first time in nearly 4 decades, Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano has started to erupt. It's the largest active volcano in the world. In fact, it's so large it covers half of Hawaii's Big Island. Waves of orange, glowing lava started shooting out from Mauna Loa yesterday. Thankfully, the lava is not expected to reach populated areas, but people who live on the Big Island are still being asked to keep their guards up since that could change quickly. Air quality is also a concern, and an ash fall advisory is in effect since volcanic ash can irritate people's eyes and lungs. If you have a trip to Hawaii planned soon, tourism officials say you should still be okay, but you might want to double-check your flight plans. Already, Southwest Airlines started canceling a few flights to and from Honolulu because of air quality concerns. China's government is sticking with its zero COVID policies, even as protests grow around the country. We already told you about the thousands of people who took to the streets in China over the weekend, calling for the Chinese president to resign. Well, now even more people are rallying, most recently in Hong Kong. They're upset over restrictions that can confine people to their homes for months at a time. Some say the policies are not scientific or effective. But China's leaders disagree and say the strict measures are all in an effort to avoid mass COVID deaths. Either way, this is a pretty rare show of discontent in the communist country, where views are censored online and protests are often broken up with force. All of this turmoil in China could end up impacting technology here in the U.S. These latest protests come after weeks of worker unrest at the Foxconn factory in China. That's a major manufacturing hub for Apple. The zero COVID policy had already slowed work at the factory, and protests apparently made the problem worse. Now Bloomberg reports there will likely be a massive iPhone shortfall this holiday season. And in many cases, deliveries of the iPhone 14 Pro are reportedly being pushed to January. So far, Apple has not commented. Another thing that could really hurt the American economy, a potential railroad strike. So President Biden is now calling on Congress to intervene and stop that from happening. Remember, members of four freight rail unions voted down a contract agreement the Biden administration had been pushing. It includes 24% raises and $5,000 in bonuses. But some rail workers want more, like extra paid time off. And with that, contract talks have been deadlocked with a strike looming. Well, the president says that's not acceptable since, as he put it, without freight rail, many U.S. industries would shut down. Already, some Democrats and Republicans have said they agree with the president, as does the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that Congress must do what it can to avoid a strike. But other lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say it should really be up to the rail workers and union leaders to sort this out themselves. They'll be voting on this soon. With President Biden's go-ahead, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says lawmakers will take up legislation this week to impose the new contract deal. To be continued. It's officially Christmas time at the White House. This week, First Lady Jill Biden unveiled this year's White House holiday decorations. More than 150 volunteers from around the country helped decorate the inside and outside of the executive mansion this year with 25 wreaths, 77 Christmas trees, and nearly 84,000 lights, as well as bells, garland, gifts, ornaments, a gingerbread White House, and much more. This year's theme is We the People. So the First Lady says each room of the White House was decorated to represent what brings us together. The White House expects to welcome about 50,000 visitors during the holiday season. More news is still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. I know that when I get a personalized gift from someone, it means a little more, right? So if you still need a meaningful gift for people on your list this holiday season, canvasprints.com offers so many great options. You can easily turn the photo memories on your phone into the perfect personalized gift. I'm talking beautiful canvas prints, photo blankets, mugs, or puzzles. The list goes on. Plus, the ordering process is truly so easy. Upload your photo, pick your product, and add to cart. That is it. I was pleasantly surprised at how simple it was to order and yet how great the prints are when they arrived. I got a wall display of my family, and I love it. And right now, canvasprints.com has a special offer just for our listeners. Go to canvasprints.com and use the code newsworthy25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, canvas wall displays, metal prints, photo tiles, photo blankets and pillows, and much more. Find the perfect holiday gift for everyone on your list and save with this amazing offer. That's canvasprints.com and use the code newsworthy25 for 25% off your entire order. In one of today's most anticipated World Cup matches, the United States is taking on one of its biggest opponents, both on the field and in the world of geopolitics, Iran. It's a high-stakes match that will determine whether the U.S. men's soccer team moves on or gets sent home. And their match today is taking place as Iran is being rocked by some of the most intense protests across the country in years. Huge demonstrations have been raging in Iran going back to September, when a young Iranian woman died in police custody. Since then, human rights groups say hundreds of anti-government demonstrators have been killed. The Iranian World Cup soccer team has also held a protest. Players refused to take part in singing their country's national anthem during their opening match. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran rose over the weekend when the U.S. team tweeted out a photo that altered the Iranian flag to insult the Iranian government, though it was later deleted. Then, at a press conference just yesterday, Team USA's coach and captain were peppered with numerous questions from Iranian journalists on topics ranging from mispronouncing the name of Iran to racism in America. So, unrelated to soccer and seemingly meant to make them look bad. If you do want to watch the drama unfold on the field, the game starts today at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. The cryptocurrency world has taken another blow. Crypto firm BlockFi has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It's a move that puts billions of dollars of investors' money at risk. BlockFi is the latest cryptocurrency lender to collapse. The shockwaves are still being felt by the bankruptcy of the FTX crypto exchange. BlockFi had some pretty extensive deals with FTX that put them teetering on disaster. In fact, the day this month that FTX filed for bankruptcy, BlockFi halted withdrawals and asked clients not to make any more deposits with them. In a letter to their investors, BlockFi said, quote, "Rest assured, we will continue to work on recovering all obligations owed to BlockFi as promptly as practicable." As the value of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and others continue to fall, it's putting more and more crypto companies in danger. Elon Musk is jumping into a war of words with one of the biggest tech giants of them all, Apple. Musk says Apple is threatening to remove Twitter from its app store and has already stopped spending money on Twitter ads. Apple is not commenting and hasn't said anything about that, but Musk sent out a series of tweets criticizing Apple. He asked if they hated free speech and then accused Apple of being a monopoly for taking a large cut of all transactions done on their app store. If Apple does remove Twitter from its app store, Musk has said he would make his own smartphone in response. This year's Merriam-Webster Word of the Year is in, and it is gaslighting. It can refer to an intense psychological manipulation to get someone to question their own thoughts or reality. But also, in more recent years, Merriam-Webster says it's been used in a more simple and broad way. It's now defined as, quote, the act or practice of grossly misleading someone, especially for one's own advantage. Searches for the word gaslighting on Merriam-Webster.com jumped 1,740% over this past year. Today is Giving Tuesday. The day began 10 years ago as a way to recognize those who unselfishly help others. At its heart, Giving Tuesday is about donating to whatever you think is meaningful or to whomever you think deserves it. You could give money to a local cancer research foundation, or you could simply write a thank you letter to someone who has helped you. You could donate some of your clothes, toys, and electronics, or you could give your time to help clean up a local neighborhood or bring a new mom a meal. There are endless ways you could choose to give back and make the world a little better today. 85 countries around the globe now recognize Giving Tuesday. It's also the day the Salvation Army typically brings out their iconic red kettles and ringing bells. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. So I realized over the last year that parenting, unfortunately, does not come with a user manual. Even though as a journalist, I tend to do a lot of research, it frankly stresses me out that there is so much conflicting information for how to go about this very important job of parenting. Well, therapists are trained to help us navigate all of these big life transitions and new challenges in life. Therapy has helped me better cope with the stress and newness of it all, and to trust my own instincts and capabilities more. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/newsworthy. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And in honor of Giving Tuesday, today's trivia question is, in the 1970s, the Village People created a tune honoring which nonprofit? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram, find and follow us at NewsworthyPod. Look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, which country won the first ever soccer World Cup in 1930? The answer is Uruguay. The first World Cup tournament was organized after the Olympics dropped soccer following the 1928 games. Fast forward to 1930, and in the final game of the first World Cup, Uruguay faced off against Argentina, the same team they beat in the Olympic gold medal game 2 years before. And Uruguay came out on top again with a score of 4-2. Uruguay may have won the first World Cup, but they are far from the lead when it comes to the country that has the most World Cup titles. That honor goes to Brazil. They've taken what is arguably the world's most desired trophy 5 times. Germany and Italy are close behind with 4 wins each. All right, thank you so much for listening today. If you're interested in supporting the work we do here and want ad-free episodes as well, become a Newsworthy Insider. You can learn more about this at thenewsworthy.com/insider. Thank you so much in advance. All right, we'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.